Hey, we are here at the 2017 World Credit Union Conference in beautiful Vienna. We're here with Tom Webster from First West Credit Union. How are you, Tom?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Oh my gosh, anytime. Hey, you guys were talking about, you spoke yesterday, right?
Yes, I did.
Membership growth strategies and the financial implications. So we're going to talk a little growth today. So can you give me a quick summary on what transpired in your presentation?
Super. Well, to start with, we're membership based organizations. So at First West, we really think it's important to measure and monitor membership growth. Some credit unions don't. So we really purposely focused on that. We have demographics working against us in the sense that we have an aging population. So that has implications for the credit union, because a lot of those older members started the credit unions. They've got deep relationships. They have a lot of the deposits. So when at some point there's going to be a shift in membership, but also in the balance sheet and how it affects us. So at First West, we focus on growing our membership. And we've set a target. We currently have 240,000 members on and we have a $10 billion balance sheet in Vancouver, Canada, so a fairly significant size. We target 3% membership growth every year.
You guys hitting that?
We're hitting it.
All right.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
Job.
And I'll talk a little bit about how we do that in just a minute.
Yeah.
So one thing that we want to grow it, but we also want to grow it in with younger members, because to grow it with older members is wonderful for membership growth,
sure,
but it's not addressing one of the key problems that we see.
Longevity.
Exactly. So we target, our target membership is 29 to 45 young families. We want to have full relationships with them. And on that point, one of the things we do is we target the number of services that they have in that relationship. And we target in the first 90 days financial needs served, and in 90 days we want to have a relationship, be it banking, a borrowing relationship or a deposit relationship, insurance or investment, and so having that depth of relationship with that membership. So it's working out, and what we found, though it's very interesting, is of course, and it shouldn't be too surprising, though when you target that age group, the way they like to transact business with the credit union is much more digital. So the older demographic, our average age, by the way, is 51. Our new membership over the last 3 years is 41. So we've been really targeting and hitting the target. It's really important. But that demographic, the 41-year-old, if on average, they transact 80% of their business with the mobile app. So you have to deliver more products on the mobile app. In contrast, the 51-year average member does about 69%, I think, on in branch.
Okay.
And
so they're still hanging out in the branch, are they?
The branches, and they love. There's about 20% of that 51 group that do banking. One of the most recent trends we've seen, even in the last 6 months, is online, but it's not the PC based, it's the mobile app. So it's all about the mobile app, which makes sense. You see
convenience.
Walk around here, you see everyone with the mobile app. And so it's all about packing product and features into our mobile app. And that's what we put a lot of technology development into. Our IT department to focus on that and partner with other credit unions. And then the products I mentioned earlier. So we look for products that really enhance the app. So we have remote deposit captures.
I love that service.
Isn't that fantastic?
Oh my gosh, that's one of my favorites. I mean, I know it's been around for a while now, but I still, it's like one of my favorites. Like, I don't have to get in my car, drive. I mean, I still like going to the branch.
Yeah.
You know, I'm one of the few of the proud.
Yeah.
But man, you know, when you get a check, it's like, you know, I don't have to get in the car, sit at a stoplight, that type of thing. So yeah, just I digress a little bit, but I love that service.
No, it's exactly true. Yeah. A member of my daughter's a few years ago in the university, and grandma sent them a check for their birthday or something, and I get a phone call, Dad, what do I do with this? They had no idea what to do with the check. At that time, we didn't have the feature, but now they've got the feature.
Because of that, you got the feature.
I said, my daughters need this feature.
Exactly.
So we invested money, we got it. Now when grandma sends my daughters a check, they can deposit the check. So it's all about taking care of your loved ones.
I love it. So give me some tips here on you've done the 3% growth. Is there anything in the secret sauce that we should know about other credit unions, or is it just the mobile that's the key there?
You know, I think the starting point is just declaring it as a strategic intent. Mm-hmm. So when we started First West Credit Union, our new CEO Lonnie Skinner made that a key priority. Therefore, it sets a goal in the branch. We have a whole series of strategic targets in our organization, but membership growth is right there front and center, mm-hmm. right along with our profit targets mm-hmm. and several other targets that we have. So everyone understands that. Everyone works it. It's a topic at every single branch. And then we deepened the measurement of that metric so that we know every branch, the financial needs served of their new membership. So it's caused the branches to behave differently mm-hmm. in the sense that they look for memberships where they can have a full and deep relationship mm-hmm. versus somebody just coming in to maybe have a very limited relationship. Mm-hmm. And then our marketing and our IT team have really done a great job of putting products into this app so that it's meaningful, because it has to be a meaningful relationship mm-hmm. for a member to join us. And again, by getting the target group at that 29 to 45, that's a time in our lives where we need a lot of financial services, right? We need, you know, maybe a car, maybe a second car, maybe a minivan for the family. You need your first mortgage, maybe your second. So that's the time. If we can meet the needs of that young family, it's going to be a long and fruitful relationship. Mm-hmm. And we truly believe that, you know, our goal is to help the lives of our members by keeping it simple. So we strive everything we can to deliver on that brand promise.
Because, I mean, I think a lot of people say, oh, it's, you know, we don't really want to talk about the numbers and the growth and all that type of stuff. But if you're providing these types of services and you have a passion for it and you're providing a great service, yeah, the numbers are going to follow. The growth is going to follow. So it's just a great message, I think. So,
yeah, it's a leading indicator. Again,
you're doing something right, you know?
It's exactly right, yeah. You can do one-off products and you can, you know, do a mortgage, but we really want that deep and full relationship, and we think we can create value for the member. Mm-hmm. And if we create value for that member and help them through those early life events, the first mortgage, you know, maybe the first child, getting them into a financial plan with our RESP in Canada, we have a wonderful product to help fund education later. Those are key life events, and if we can help the members succeed in those life events, they'll be a member for life with us. And so it's a win-win situation.
Excellent, sir. I'm going to get you off the hot seat here. One more question for you. You obviously, you've given a lot here at this conference, presenting and networking and stuff. What do you want to get from the conference to take back to your credit union? Anything in particular?
Well, it's really emphasized this move to digital. I've heard a lot of presentations on that. It's really emphasized the worldwide nature of WACU. It's the first time I've been to WACU, so it's been a wonderful experience that I valued, and it's just been a lot of fun.
Right on.
So I've enjoyed my time tremendously.
Great message to end on. Tom, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Excellent.
Good job.